WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, a 26-year-old former high school valedictorian and Ivy League grad, now facing a second-degree murder charge in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week in New York. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more from Altoona, Pennsylvania, on how Luigi Mangione was captured at a McDonald's restaurant.
It was only the heads-up McDonald's customer and then employee who called 911 that enabled police to move in and make the arrest and charge him with murder. That's why there's been so much praise for these individuals. Who saw something, said something, and did something.
Mangione's expected to be extradited to New York, but the timing isn't set yet. Thousands have been gathering outside the notorious Sednaya prison, hoping to find some sign of their relatives who are believed to have been taken in Syria and tortured, some believed killed. High winds helping fuel a fierce wildfire in the hills of Malibu, very close to the campus of Pepperdine University. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The westbound Beltline was shut down for hours last night after a crash. It happened at about 7 near Fish Hatchery Road. Madison police say a car hit a pedestrian and the pedestrian died. The scene was blocked off for about 3 hours, causing massive traffic backups. Now authorities are trying to figure out why that person was walking on the Beltline in the first place. And the price of eggs has risen about 30% this year. A dozen eggs cost $2.52 in January, and now the national average is $3.37. And at least partially responsible for that is bird flu. Across the country, the virus has killed more than 100 million chickens, and three-quarters of them were egg layers. Ron Keene, poultry specialist with UW Extension.
You know, we had kind of had a reprieve over summer, at least decrease. Now with cooler weather and the migration of birds, we've had kind of an uptick. The Midwest has been fairly fortunate. A lot of outbreaks have been on the West Coast this fall.
Of course, right now it's baking season. Cookies, cakes, pies, demand for eggs is high. And at some spots here in Madison, supply has been limited. In some places, you might even be able to find organic eggs and non-organic eggs for the same price. Pretty much since the pandemic started, it's been kind of a roller coaster for egg prices. And our oldest Wisconsinite has died, Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin's oldest known living resident has passed away. Ruth Aunt Esther Strzuski passed away on November 29th. She was 112 years old. Family members say she passed away in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh.
Her family said she had a positive attitude and loved to travel. They say now she can join her husband. They were married for 66 years. Her funeral services are this weekend up in Oshkosh. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and AJ Green and boy. We're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball, the Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football, quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willy Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there like Terang, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed. But Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 30 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow some light snow showers. It'll be windy with falling temperatures. We'll be in the low single digits by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich LoCascio, Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
But it's the President Trump and not the first time that we survived. And they give him perhaps too much credit for the fact that in the first 10.5 years or so of his presidency, the first time, the economy got better. I think the facts are that he inherited the end of the Obama era recovery. We went from 8 million jobs in Obama's last 2 years to 6.5 million in Trump's first 2 years. But there was no inflation and people felt it. So we had to see that election the way they did and answer that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
This is my favorite time of the... What? Look who's here. Yeah.
Joe from Jersey is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled into one human. JoJo from Jersey, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows the speeding line way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jersey, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights.
JoJo from Jersey.
It's JoJo.
Our beloved, as we call you. Hello, little angel, monkey, lamb chop lips. Hi.
Hi, it's so good to see you. You're like medicine. You're like chicken soup for the soul, Steph.
You too. We really, you know, what was that one text from my dad? Was that, or, you know, or my dad says?
Yeah.
Someday we're going to publish our text. They're the filthiest, funniest text chains ever.
Go naughty.
Anyway, what are your thoughts on Luigi Mangione?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of thoughts about the guy. You know, I do have a lot of thoughts about the guy. So many things. But first of which, I just want to say that for myself, I don't know. But I don't go around, like, usually thinking that, you know, people who murder people are hot. But whatever, you know, the teacher's own. But, you know, I mean, the guy, I guess, you know, he was obviously troubled, clearly.
Yeah.
But they found him at a McDonald's, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone said Burger King should immediately say, Burger King, we won't snitch on you, which is terrible. I agree. No, I agree. We played Governor Shapiro earlier. I don't like the word celebrate about, you know, any, because somebody was saying, like, this one, Ari tweeted, person of interest in the killing, Luigi Antimangione. is being painted as left wing by the New York Post, but his ex account shows someone whose thinking is shaped by the online right. He seemed to be a, you know, Tucker Carlson fan, Peter Thiel fan, but, you know, there's Laura Ingraham on cue going, "Oh, the left is celebrating it." I'm like,
no,
no. You know, and I think, as we've been saying, Joe, the you know, anger over our healthcare system is bipartisan. But, you know, again, no, on the left, we don't celebrate senseless gun violence. We're the one that's trying to stop it. And, oh, by the way, we're the ones trying to fix the healthcare system, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then by the and oh, by the way, a lot of people after the election who had pre-existing conditions found themselves Googling what happens to my health care now because they voted for Donald Trump without realizing that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act were the same thing.
Yeah. 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 There he is saying the still he just has concepts of a plan and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's Obamacare stinks. It's terrible. That's all he. You can see it in his thought bubble. Just black guy bad, black guy bad. It's that's all he cares about. It's yeah. Go ahead.
And he never had a plan because he never cared. I mean, right. He never ever cared. What he had was they did the House repealed it, and then of course John McCain's infamous thumb. Thank you, John McCain. May you rest in peace. But Trump never had a plan to replace it. He doesn't have one now because he doesn't care. He never cared.
But he just lies. Oh my God! Every single thing in that interview was a lie. I saved Obamacare. Just like he is just going to rewrite history forever. And it is more important than ever that the mainstream media do their job. You know, he counts on that. He's going to tell 150 lies. So you'll let, you know, 75 of them go by at least. Right.
Right. Exactly. I mean, everything about him is a lie. Everything he says is a lie. I don't know if you saw that, but there was a picture of him with Prince William. Prince William is 6'3". Donald Trump says he's 6'3", 215, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. But 6'3 next to 6'3 William was really short. So it's a little bit weird. Like, but everything he says is a lie. But they have to, I don't care how tiring and exhausting it is to push back. You can't let any of them slip. You got to get them on every single one of them.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they've never done that.
Yeah, I know. By the way, you seeing him overseas, you said, I got to say, it ain't a lot of fun watching world leaders who know better kiss ass and obey in advance when it comes to an orange-painted, incurious, idiot, traitorous, rapist, wannabe dictator who will every one of them over for Putin the first chance he gets. Not to mention just what an unbelievable, complete international embarrassment he is, right? Like, the fact that he's already using his picture with Joe Biden in Notre Dame Cathedral to sell his cheap-ass cologne. You have flashbacks to him shoving the Prime Minister of Montenegro and walking in front of the Queen. You're just like, oh, God, he's such a boob.
That's the thing. There's so much, like, there's all this dread, and I write about this a lot. There is just legitimate dread, but some of it is just like, every now and then I'll be like cleaning something. I go, oh my God, Melania's going to decorate it for Christmas again.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh my God, the handshake, the Macron handshake.
Oh, that, like, what did Drew Pundit say? It's like a walrus became a man and had never shook hands with a human before. Like, what the hell was that?
It looked like Frankenstupid was trying to take the petit president's arm off. Like, he was like, look, I'm going to get it the whole thing. Wait, just give me a second.
You know, it's always some alpha thing he's trying to do, right? Like, he's trying to yank, you know, like in some sort of power move. But he looks like it's somebody trying to ape human interaction. And so on cue yesterday, he mocked Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, referring to him as the governor of the great state of Canada, after floating the possibility of Canada becoming part of the United States. All because Prime Minister Trudeau warned that Trump's second administration would be a little more challenging, you think? Trump got elected on a commitment to make life better and more affordable for Americans, and I think people south of the border are beginning to wake up to the real reality that tariffs on everything from Canada would make life a lot more expensive, he said, echoing every effing economist anywhere in the world, right?
Yeah, who, by the way, tried to ring this bell, tried to warn people, and everyone was like, but he went on Joe Rogan. By the way, I think he's saying that governor stuff about Trudeau because he literally just learned that Canada is not, in fact, one of our states. This is a guy who's in Colorado borders Mexico, okay? He thought nipple and button were countries. He honest to God.
Like, well, nipple's a country for me, but anyway.
Hey.
Well, that's a story for another time. What?
Wow.
Dirty.
Yeah, I mean, again, he was probably like, wait, that stuff up there, that's not part of our country? Oh, okay, well, that's good to know.
Oh, God, you helped me so much just through social media, not just, you just said it's impossible to overstate how insane it is that we now live in a country in which the treasonous perpetrator of a deadly attack on our Capitol is not only returning to the office he tried to steal, but promising to pardon the attackers and imprison those who investigated the attack. And hence my I Stand With Schiff t-shirt with our newly elected Senator Schiff. I mean, this, you know, Liz Cheney, obviously, you know, has described the threat by Trump to imprison her alongside all the entire J6 committee as an assault on the rule of law, the foundations of our republic. I mean, I said that was one of the other lies that the Kristen Walker let go by. That they destroyed all the evidence, the J6 committee. He keeps repeating this lie. And what she said is, oh, they say they didn't. That, no, it's not an opinion thing. The evidence is still there. It's on record.
Yeah, and the irony, too, that the person who said that the Biden administration was using the Department of Justice against him as a weapon, the irony is that is exactly what he's going to do. That is exactly what he's already said he's going to do with his detractors and rivals and dissenters and anybody who's ever disagreed with him. I mean, there's this argument about Joe Biden pardoning anybody on that list that they said that they were going to target. And frankly, I don't think it's a bad idea for them to do that.
I agree.
Trump's playing... That's the thing, like, no, don't take him seriously. Of course take him seriously.
And this is the thing, Joe, where Democrats got to stop playing by a set of rules that don't exist anymore. Like, yes, I understand in any world we ever existed in, accepting a pardon, you wouldn't want to do it if you've never done anything wrong. You think, like, why would I want to admit guilt? But we're not in any normal kind of legal or any other political universe, you know? So it's... I agree with you that, and again, you know, people, not everybody has the hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend themselves about just even the attempt to bankrupt you on false charges, right?
Right. Well, and Trump is, and everyone says he didn't do that with his last term. He didn't go after his, you know, enemies, but he did. He 1,000% did. He tried to go after Hillary. Andy McCabe, he took his pension away, I think, right?
Yeah, yes, he did.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he did, and he hurt a lot. Had the IRS go after people, I believe. It's not as though he hasn't tried this before. He's 1,000% going to do it. And by the way, even though I think pardons are ultimately icky, it's like there's no check on a pardon. They can pretty much pardon whoever they want. It is his constitutional right, Joe Biden's constitutional right, to pardon whoever he wants. Mm-hmm. And Trump pardoned some of the worst people on the planet, one of which went on to murder his wife.
Yeah.
So, I mean... I think extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures.
Yeah, and I keep saying, Joe, he's trying to rewrite history. He's going to try to rewrite it so they pardon the January 6th, you know, insurrectionists and put the investigators and the, you know, J6 committee in jail. And he wants the record written that he won the election in 2020. I mean, this is why, you know, Liz Cheney said material collected by special counsel Jack Smith should be preserved and as much of that information as possible should be disclosed in the special counsel's upcoming report. I mean, we can't even be confident that history is going to be written by historians at this point, are we?
Oh, no, it's going to be written by Eric. It's going to be written by the marshmallow.
In crayon.
In crayon and ice cream drips. It's going to be like,
Hi, I'm Eric. Here's the history
of the United
States of my dad.
Well, I mean, because Eric's out there saying that the skyline, New York City skyline, was built by Donald Trump, and it's just like it's just obviously completely untrue. But so, what are they going to do? Rename it? Watch. They're going to try and rename New York City, New Trump City.
Potterville. We're all going to be living in Potterville.
Potterville, exactly.
Speaking of Christmas movies, this really is, this election was people that are like, no, that George Bailey's a loser and the bad guy. Mr. Potter's the hero.
Yeah, so true. So sad, but so true.
You tweeted, Trump says he's going to send children who were born to undocumented immigrant parents back to where they are from. Those children are from here. They were born here. He's not going to be sending them back to anything. He will be sending them away from their home, and it's effing evil. I mean, just his casual talk about, you know, birthright citizenship, we're the only country that has it. First of all, no, Kristen Walker. There's like three dozen, at least, countries that have it. But secondly, like, that's what he thinks of the Constitution. No, I don't like that one. 14th.
Yeah. And then you got Charlie Kirk, a community college dropout, who incel loser who just moved out of his mom's basement like yesterday, saying, oh, that was created for, the 14th was for slaves. It's like, this is where they're going. They're like, yeah, just because we did it for slaves doesn't mean we need to do it for kids who are born here. Like, we'll let that one slide for now. But we're just going to take that other one out. But on a human level, Steph, like, my kids are 11 and 15, and my son, you know, he is legitimately worried about a lot of his friends. And a lot of his friends are scared really, honestly scared. And in my town, this would impact a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's these are kids, they're, you know, freshmen in high school who've never lived anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, this is their home. And you're going to tell them, oh, either you go with your parents to this place you've never been, or you stay here by yourself, and that's not even really on the table. It's cruel, but cruelty is the point.
You know, here, I gotta find this one story, but this is what we're weighed down by on our side on the left is actual, what's the word, you know, empathy and
right.
moral values and wanting to do the right. Oh, the editor of the Bulwark. Mm-hmm. This is where we are. So the editor of the Bulwark said Democrats should refrain from opposing Trump's promise to ramp up deportation efforts because of Latinos' shift toward Republicans in recent years. He urged Democrats not to lift a finger to stop the coming wave of deportation because it's madness to help people who don't vote for your party en masse. Mm-hmm. He said Democrats should spend exactly zero political capital stopping any Trump deportation efforts. It's madness to spend capital trying to help people who are no longer a major part of your electoral coalition. I mean, yes, I understand the anger. There's one woman cited in here. She's one of the Latino women that voted for Trump that has undocumented people. She's undocumented. She has undocumented people in her family, but she doesn't think he means her.
Right.
And yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, the leopards eating our faces party, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But but that's the problem. It's we're just not built that way to go, oh, F them, you know, and watch this, you know, travesty take place again.
Nor should we be, because if we were built that way, then we wouldn't be any better than they are, right? And I think that's a dangerously slippery slope that we have to be really cognizant of and careful about, because the inclination in times like these is to sort of fall back on those like basic animal instincts that we have as human beings, where some of this, like the hate and the violence, it becomes easier for us to accept and swallow. When you look throughout, I said swallow, sorry. When you look throughout the history of time, but this is the on-ramp. Like this is where you get the society to be able to accommodate some of the most horrific atrocities that you can even imagine or not even imagine yet. Like we have to be careful and super diligent that we don't lean into this cruelty, the disconnect from humanity.
Well, that's why I said I don't want to celebrate, you know, as much as I hate the healthcare system too, I don't want to celebrate this guy's, you know, sense this murder, you know, this extrajudicial
execution
on a public street,
right.
Because
right.
I, you know what I mean? Like that it makes us no better than the people that went, well, I, you know, Donald Trump actually said they had no choice the January 6th mm-hmm. because they believed he won. So they had no choice but to go be violent. And, you know,
I mean, that's if you can get them to settle on who it was and what it was, because that's the same breath. They'll say that it wasn't even them,
right.
That it was Pelosi in the deep state. It's like, I don't understand. How can it be all these things? It can't.
Right. 22 minutes after the hour, we went long because she's our JoJo.
I know.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Don't you just want to noodle her up into some Cozy Earth sheets or something? I didn't mean that in a weird way. I meant it in a really beautiful way.
I did.
Been on the road with her. If I wanted to tap that, I could
have. She and I have had rooms right next to each other.
Yeah, you have.
What?
She
and I said you and I have had rooms right next to each other.
Oh, yeah, you have.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
I heard something.
What happens at the DNC stays at the DNC. Okay. I don't want to know what
nothing.
She did.
I know nothing.
I don't want to know what she did in or out of her Cozy Earth pajamas, because they're just the best. Soft, luxurious. I have the duvet cover. Vive la resistance. Duvet. I have the sheets. I have the comforter. I have the jammies. They are such fantastic gifts made from viscose from bamboo. They are luxuriously soft and stylish, perfect for lounging in total comfort. If you want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas, and who doesn't, order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury at Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Big place where dreams come true.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the 2024 election, estimates show that more than 83 million Americans voted early in person or by mail. President Donald Trump said December 5th he wants to look at returning to same-day voting. Speaking at a Fox Nation award ceremony where Trump was honored as the network's Patriot of the Year, he said, quote, "We're going to do things that have really been needed for a long time, and we are going to look at elections. We want to have paper ballots, one-day voting, voter ID, and proof of citizenship," unquote. Early voting options have expanded to 46 states since 2000. Election data company TargetSmart estimates almost 83.7 million Americans voted early in person, universal mail ballot, or absentee ballot. Among that 83.7 million were 35.16 million Republican early voters. The Texas Tribune reports that in the state's most reliably red counties, 50.4% of votes were cast early. In Trump's home state of Florida, where voting by mail is popular among seniors, over 3 million voters voted by mail and over 5.6 million votes were cast early in person, according to Secretary of State figures. The U.S. Supreme Court, which has deferred to the power of states to regulate elections, is unlikely to embrace any federal mandate to curb state-implemented early voting. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, "The very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality," unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Yeah, this is how we do it in L.A. in 1990. Okay. Playing all the fresh tunes. Well, hi, JoJo from Jersey is here.
Yeah.
Hiya.
Hi. Song was exactly what I needed. That was fun. Thank you for that.
Okay. Anybody expecting courage from any Republican in this era of Trump? Going to be sadly, what's the word? So Joni Ernst, I mean, everyone's like, oh, well, she'll, you know, save us from this Pete Hegseth thing. And so Trump has threatened her, apparently, and she's looks like she's caving. on someone she knows to be wildly unqualified to lead the Defense Department.
This makes no sense to me. What are they afraid of? If she's honestly afraid of being primaried, then why are you serving at all? If you can't serve with integrity, if you can't be there to be, you know, an advocate for the things that you actually believe in, the people put you in office to do, then what are you doing there? If you're going to be steamrolled like that, we're talking about a day drunk, like, serial abuser, like, who's a woefully unqualified for this job, but also wants women to not be able to serve. And it's like,
More JoJo from Jurors Heartbreak, sorry.
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a Wisconsin case about school policies on gender. It all started when the Eau Claire Area School District updated their policy to say that if a child wants to be addressed by a different name or pronoun, staff would respect that and would not have to notify parents without the student's consent. Advocates for LGBTQIA youth say that can protect queer kids whose families may not understand them. But a group of parents represented by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued the school district. They claim the policy usurps their rights as parents. Luke Berg, representing the families who filed that lawsuit.
This can do harm to children, and in our view, that's why parents need to be involved.
Meanwhile, Haley Archer, attorney for the Wisconsin ACLU, says it's not a black and white issue.
I believe one of the reasons that this question is debated is because it is complex. We're balancing the rights of parents, we're balancing the rights of schools, we're balancing the rights of students. And ultimately, the safety of the student is, in my opinion, the most important of these rights.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health reports nearly half of LGBTQIA youth in the state seriously consider suicide. Nationally, those rates drop significantly for trans and non-binary kids who feel accepted at home, according to the Trevor Project. Now, this lawsuit had been dismissed twice before. Judges said while the parents are genuinely concerned, the policy has not impacted them or their kids. So the suit had no standing. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty tried again. They asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. The nation's highest court only accepts less than 1% of the cases that are referred to it. And as it turns out, this is the rule, not the exception. The U.S. Supreme Court announced that it had rejected the parents' appeal, meaning they would not hear the case and the rulings from the lower courts stand. So there's really nowhere else for the case to go. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy and calm before the storm. High temperatures were already hit early this morning and are sliding to near 20 tonight. With a few flurries flying around overnight, snow is likely tomorrow morning. With less than an inch expected, winds will be blustery and temperatures plummeting. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass. Glass it's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents and more of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. It's statewide. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's we'll be right back.
Is it an asset being a Trump?
Well, some may say it's an asset. Some may say it's not an asset. I think it depends how you look at it. Certainly, look, we've all had the opportunity over the past 9 years, really, to fully involve ourselves in politics, to understand the American people, what they want. And we've all been residents of the state of Florida now for over 3 years. And if that's something that's put in front of me, it would be a true honor. But yeah, look, I think probably my last name does heighten my political profile a little bit, but I've got a proven track record. I've been co-chair of the RNC during the most consequential election of our lifetime. We were so proud of what we did at the RNC, making sure that there was election integrity, making sure we got the early vote out, making sure we turned out low propensity voters, and raising huge amounts of money. I would say that my track record speaks for itself. Maybe having the last name Trump is just a little bit extra. I'm always happy to have it.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't being Mrs. Eric a reward enough in life? I mean,
should be, yeah.
Yeah, she absolutely would. Her name hasn't gotten it. She would have gotten that job all on her own.
That was Laura, right?
Lara Trump, Lara. Yes. Yeah. She had to go get sing on a fire escape, so she had to go. Okay. Oh, hi, JoJo from Jersey is here.
So you call that singing?
So we were speaking of the wildly unqualified Pete Hegseth, speaking of wildly unqualified for jobs, getting the, you know, you predicting now he's going to get in. You had said, maybe you tweeted, maybe I'm old fashioned, but if I'm looking at a guy who got fired a bunch of times because he was with money, kept getting hammered for breakfast and couldn't keep his hams to himself, I'm fairly sure the last question anyone would be asking him is, hey, you want to run the Pentagon? I mean... And I was saying yesterday, I'll stop drinking if you give me the nuclear codes. It's got to be the most alcoholic thing anyone's ever said. Am I right?
I mean, but we are talking about, you know, team put a rapist felon in charge. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, these are actually requirements that you're completely unqualified to run the department that is the largest employer in our entire country, that has you know, only oversees our armed forces. It's fine. Of course you should be drunk at 10 a.m.
And by the way, this is part of, like, I don't know how the mainstream media even, you know, tries to approach this moment. But Kristen Welker didn't even ask Trump about the rape allegations against Pete Hegseth. I guess because that would be awkward. As an adjudicated rapist yourself, how do you feel about the second rapist allegedly that you're trying to appoint to your cabinet? I mean, we're in the upside down, as you just said.
And Bobby Kennedy too, right? Like groping his babysitter. Yeah, I mean, I guess those things are not disqualifying anymore. You know what's disqualifying is paying college tuition. Right. That's disqualifying. Healthcare is disqualifying. Paving roads, disqualifying.
But
rape?
But you just said saying I promise not to drink on the job because you have a record of drinking on the job should be disqualifying as for any job, let alone Secretary of Defense. Why didn't he also say I promise not to sexually assault any woman on the job? Is sexual assault not as disqualifying? It's all disqualifying. He's not even qualified in the first place. Forget the drinking and the you know, rape allegations, right?
I mean, he hasn't successfully run any company. He's had a terrible track record of employment. He's best known for being a pundit on Fox, on basically state TV. Yeah, he's utterly unqualified. Imagine going for a job interview and sitting down and with that point where they're like, do you have any questions for us or anything you'd like to add? And then being like, well, if you give me this job, I promise I won't drink while I'm doing it. Can you imagine? Like, you're hired.
And
no way.
Now he's more known for being a drunk than he is for being a pundit on Fox News.
Very good point. Yeah.
And by the way, as I keep saying, David Frum's joke was dead on about Fox News. It was a good joke because it's true. Because go under oath and tell me Judge Jeanine and Larry Kudlow and Rudy Giuliani have not been hammered on Fox News. Pete Hegseth is not the only one, right?
No. Well, no, and Ronnie Jackson turned the White House into a pill mill. You know what I mean?
Also a drunk, yeah.
Yeah, also a drunk. Yeah.
Like, allegedly.
Hopefully they'll be too allegedly drunk to do any of the really nefarious things they say they're going to do. Hopefully they're just too high.
I'm not saying you're a lady that's had your share of consensual sex, JoJo, but my question...
Oh, my God.
Who, me? Me? I mean, you're talking about just Chicago or everywhere?
Sorry.
No, but Jody and I keep saying, it's just, I'm sorry, this Pete Hegseth thing, first of all, it's not deep state, liberal, whatever. She's a Republican woman that was at a Republican conference, and nobody has consensual sex and then goes to the hospital to get a rape kit done.
A rape kit is no one's idea of a picnic. You don't just go do that because you're like, ooh, I know. I'm going to use this against him, but then I'm not really going to use this against him because he's going to pay me not to. Like, no one does that. It's not a thing. And it's not the first allegation either. So, and likely there's others too.
I hate to go back to the last rapist, allegedly, but you threaded Matt Gaetz. Or I'm sorry, this is Blue Sky. Matt Gaetz resigned from Congress before an ethics report about him being a pedo was released, and then he withdrew his name from AG consideration, and then his former colleagues blocked the release of that report, and the MAG idiots are still like, he did nothing wrong. Are you effing kidding me? And so now he's going to be an anchor at, what is it, OAN?
OAN.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was hired.
Oh, well, that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect for him. Yeah, I mean, it's a shame that we couldn't see the report that exonerated him of any wrongdoing. Like, it's the weirdest thing. They went to such great lengths to make sure we never saw the report that completely cleared him of these charges of sleeping with minors. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's doing fine.
And by the way, as you sort of also were talking about, I mean, Pam Bondi's going to do the same thing. He would have. She's just less rapey, apparently. I mean, you said Trump is going to use the DOJ to do the very thing he baselessly accuses Biden of doing to him, despite the fact that he never did. He'll call charging his rivals official acts, and SCOTUS will allow it. Frankly, if I were Joe, I would pardon myself and everyone else Trump's hates on my way out the door. I agree. As we talked about earlier, we're not in normal times. You were saying if Trump's comments this morning about only appointing a special counsel to investigate Biden, if Pam Bondi and Cash Patel find something he did, which was quote unquote worthy of investigating, doesn't send shivers down your spine. I don't know what the will. Yeah, I mean, everything he said in the Kristen Welker interview is, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, are you going to order? He doesn't have to order them to. I mean, he's saying it out loud.
It's part of the reason he hired them, appointed them. You know what I mean? Right. Cash Patel has a whole section of his book where he outlines the people he's going to target. And Pam Bondi is as corrupt as, she's as crooked as, what's that street in San Francisco?
Lombard Street.
Lombard, yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Not Mulberry Street. Yeah.
Homo for San Francisco information.
It's a wonderful town.
She's so crooked. She took money to basically make an investigation into Donald Trump go away. And so she has no, you know, moral code.
I know. And I mean, code. You know, our friend Tristan Snell, of course, convicted them in New York. They obviously were guilty as sin in the Trump University fraud. I was thinking, you know, when I was watching Bill Clinton, some of the clips from the Bill Clinton interview, and all the amazing work the Clinton Foundation has done, you know, graded, you know, grade A, triple rating everywhere. And I just thought, oh, my God, it made me re-angry about 2016 again and the media, Joe.
Oh, pardon me.
That's my sister who doesn't realize I work now. Anyway, JoJo.
And you didn't silence your phone.
Frosty the Snowman, though? That was so cute. Was your sister's ringtone Frosty? It was adorable.
Hey,
that's
stupid.
Really
I'm a stupid sister. I'm doing my show now.
She loves you. That's what that dog does.
She's coming out for Christmas. Okay.
What was that voice?
I don't know. I asked her what thing she wants in her stocking. Listen, where was I? No, but it just made me so angry, Joe, just the normalizing the media has always done. And Bill Clinton's right. They did it in 2016. The only story was Hillary's emails. You know, like, and this time it was just Biden's old. The economy's bad. Biden's old. The economy's bad. Like, why do you think he had a 37% approval rating? You know, like, I think it would have been tough for him or Kamala Harris to win in the environment that is largely created by not just, you know, the right-wing media, but them leading the mainstream media by the nose, right?
And 1,000%. 1,000%. Yeah. And it's this weird codependent relationship where they actually, I mean, they really do need him because he's really good for their numbers, although now a lot of people are not watching some of these channels. But still, I mean, the disparities in the standards between, you know, Trump and then Kamala and Joe Biden or any other sane human being on the planet are so vast it's impossible to overstate. It's like Trump could say, he could, for instance, he could be on stage for 40 minutes not speaking and just swaying like this, and somehow that's a blip. But, like, you know, Kamala doesn't go on Joe Rogan, and it's all everybody talks about from then until the end of time.
Right. And by the way, I've speaking of things I'm mad about, the reporting on that, Joe, was I think she got blocked off of Rogan's show on purpose. Because that was the day when she was doing the rally in Houston that she was going to go to him. She was going to, as the sitting vice president of the United States in a really heavy campaign schedule, she was going to go to Austin for 3 hours. But that's how they got the Trump interview that very day. So I think they used her to get the Trump booking and then went, oh, well, she couldn't, you know, knowing that you know, she might not be able to get that in her schedule in such short period of time that was left. But anyway, but here was my point about the 2016, about the Clinton Foundation, is that was another thing. They said, remember they said that was the other thing they ran on, that Hillary's emails and the Clinton Foundation is you know, crooked. They, again, grade A writing. The Clinton Foundation is you know, done unbelievable work around the world. But again, both sides do it. Oh, yeah, you know, the Trump charity and the Clinton Foundation, oh, they're both crooked. And it's no, the Trumps aren't allowed to run a charity in New York anymore because that was another crooky scam, right?
Oh, my God. I mean, imagine stealing from your own charity. Again, but that's the both sides thing, like you said. That's what they do. And then people who are not really dialed in, which is, you know, understandable in a lot of ways, they're like, oh, well, they're all the same. They're all the same. I mean, back to my son, but he said, Mom, if you look at TikTok, like Donald Trump, if you don't know anything, you're like, he looks pretty masculine. He looks pretty cool. Like, if you look at, and it's crazy, but if you're not really paying close attention, which a lot of people don't have the interest or inclination to do, you're seeing these, well, they're both crooked, and he's a dude. He's such an uber dude. It's like he's wearing makeup, lifts in his shoes, and a 15-step comb over, but okay, sure, yes, that's your uber masculine guy. Whatever. It's crazy, but the truth is of no use to them.
Yep. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. It's a way to feel good and do good in the world. We're a bunch of do-gooders.
Sure.
Remember when that was a good thing? Okay, Credo Mobile is the nation's only progressive phone company, so you can get behind a company that shares your values. How about that? You can switch to Credo Mobile. It's a progressive phone company that gives to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. I mean, I'm talking over $95 million to all the places that are going to need our help. Right? March for Our Lives, Transgender Law Center, Planned Parenthood, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. You get everything you need from a phone company, the largest, most reliable network in the country. Competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Get in. Here we go. We're going saving. And Stephanie Miller listeners, look at you. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com.
So, who is responsible for these outrages?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Don't wait. Shop Cozy Earth now before their most loved gifts sell out this holiday season. One of my favorite Christmas memories is curling up by the tree, the glow of the lights filling the room, and feeling completely at peace. Cozy Earth helps you recreate that magic by transforming your home into a sanctuary, a haven of calm amidst life's chaos. Their bamboo sheet set is the ultimate in luxury, designed to be incredibly breathable. It keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. With a durable weave guaranteed to last 10 years, it's a thoughtful gift everyone will love and use every day. And for those slow, cozy holiday mornings, Cozy Earth's long-sleeve bamboo pajama set are a must-have. Luxuriously soft and stylish, they are perfect for lounging in total comfort while making lasting memories with loved ones. You want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas? Order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need SimpliSafe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe active Guard Outdoor Protection monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
The things you say, you're unbelievable.
What? Yes. Oh, Melanie says, is Meat Hook Live a legitimate business? I want to buy pay-per-view for your January 18th show. Yes, the link at sexyliberal.com. Meat Hook is the company. Yeah. And just available now, you can do a gift pack, yes, right? For pay-per-view Sexy Liberal DC, the yep, last one, the big extravaganza, January 18th.
Give it as a gift, a holiday gift.
Fantastic idea. Yes. Speaking of gifts, look who's here. It's the magical JoJo from Jers.
Dated a guy named Meat Hook once.
A guy named Meat Hook.
My niece's old nickname was Meat Hook.
Huh. Oh. All right.
I was, tweet from earlier, Joe Kim says, grappling with the implications of the claims adjuster. I guess that's what they're calling. Luigi Mangione. Oh, I got a hate letter for saying Luigi Mangione.
Yeah, you want me to read it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm being anti-Italian by saying Luigi Mangione.
It's an ethnic stereotype.
Yes. It's the thing they have between the pasta vagul and the manigat on the Sopranos, right?
Like the seconde.
Yeah, it's the seconde, of course. Turning out to be a hot Italian tech bro, gym rat, who went to Penn, seems to have a pretty gnarly back injury, retweaks anti-woke nonsense, and has read not one but two books by Steve-O from Jackass. Okay. He's like a douche bro. Not a liberal, New York Post. I mean, a Tucker Carlson fan? I can't. Okay.
I didn't even know Steve-O had books.
Sorry. But yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So back in the real world where, you know, people have real problems. Agency Trump and Musk want to set to deliver $1.8 billion to scammed U.S. consumers. His pledge to dismantle key agencies potentially comes closer to fruition. 4.3 million consumers are just about to receive checks from one of the agencies from the incoming administration wants to delete, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. will soon begin distributing a historic $1.8 billion to millions of people who were charged illegal junk fees or defrauded by credit card credit repair companies. Mm. I mean, and the fact that they're screaming about this, you know, we're just going to, you know, cut down on unelected bureaucrats. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are unelected exactly. Democrats. It's not even a department. What the hell's DOGE? It's a project.
And they need two people to run an agency.
Right.
To make things efficient.
It's the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What?
I just keep thinking about all those paycheck to paycheck price of eggs voters who voted for a billionaire
yeah.
who put two other billionaires in charge of cutting things that they need. Like, this is the most amazing thing ever. This is what kind of parlor trick is this?
Like, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's and then yeah. Who is this latest Republican? I didn't get to him today. But, you know, first of all, Elon Musk has gone on record saying, I want to pull Social Security out by the
yes,
roots. And this guy, here they are talking already about, you know, raising the retirement age. So, you know, working us to death till we're 110 billion. And then I'm like, oops, all your money's gone that you paid in all your life, right?
Exactly. This is another thing. They're going to cut overtime as well. Donald Trump has said many, 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 many times that he would find ways around paying his employees overtime. They're going to get rid of overtime. So people are going to be working more for less with nothing in return at the end of it and longer. So, but hey, you know, maybe eggs will be $18 and not instead of 10. Good job.
Sue in Rockville, you're on with JoJo from Joy's.
Hi there. Very quickly, I just want to tell you I am not buying the pay-per-view for January because I'm going to be there.
Hooray! But then maybe you want to watch yourself later.
I'm not going to be on. I just want to tell everyone that the reason people like Trudeau have to go to Mar-a-Lago is Trump is not allowed in Canada. He is a convicted felon. Felons may not go to Canada. Right now, he is a private citizen. And as such, there's a whole bunch of countries. There's like 30 countries he cannot go to. So what happens afterwards is different.
So.
But, you know, Trudeau was smart. He went there. He petted his head. He flattered him. He guessed what he won.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what Trump says.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that whole he can't go to 30 countries thing stand because he was
just in
France.
Me have some nice things.
I know, but.
Let me just envision him getting tackled by Dog the Bounty Hunter somewhere.
I don't think any country. I don't think any country is going to arrest a
leader
of the United States.
I've had enough.
So those fantasies of a Mountie tackling Trump at the border.
That'd be great.
A Mountie that looks like Luigi Mangione.
Yeah. Dudley Do Right.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Did you say Luigi Mangione? Yeah. Okay.
I'm Italian by injection only, Steph. Very little, very little.
That's funny. That's what she calls her marriage is injection.
Uh-huh, I know.
She had a hot beef injection. Okay.
An Italian sausage injection.
She had some Italian sausage.
Sausage, more like you know, one of those Vienna sausages.
Give me your big spicy Luigi and Maggiani. See, you told me we got a complaint letter, so now I'm going to do it more.
I know. See, this is why.
People How is that it. Anti-Italian? I'll loosen up your sphincter. Okay, Jeanette.
Goodness gracious.
Well, this show is not made for liberals.
Hi.
Jeanette in South Carolina, you're on with Joe.
Thank you so much. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm a first-time caller, but I'm a long-time listener.
Uh-oh.
Stephanie, and I so appreciate your show and all that you do to lift our spirits, and I love your sense of humor. I'm calling today, though, because I really need you to talk me off the ledge. I heard what you said about the editor of The Bulwark, and while I realize that the Hispanic population is not a monolith, 45% of them voted for Donald Trump, Stephanie. Talk me off the ledge. Why should we be
35% of what?
Why should
Hispanic
we care?
Population.
Oh, Hispanic population.
45% of Latinos voted for Donald Trump.
I know. I'm not going to actually enjoy the, you know, finding out portion, you know, when people are suffering, because I am a liberal, you know, and that's the problem. It's like you were joking about the leopards eating my face party, and I get it, you know, but the problem is they're going to hurt all of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Not to mention that 53% of people who look like me and you also voted for him, despite our best interests. So, like, you know, are we going to, does that mean I'm going to relish watching some white woman cry because her teenage daughter is forced to carry a rapist baby to term? No, I'm going to feel empathetic for her. You know, I'm going to hopefully maybe move her off of that position into a more, you know, liberal one.
By the way, here's another, Telenova tycoon stepped in to hand Trump a shock election assist. His surprising strength among Hispanic voters can be traced to son-in-law Jared Kushner's relationship with two media executives from Mexico who used their pull to get him this Univision interview, which they say was a huge help. A lot of because a quarter of Hispanics get their news from Spanish language media. It's just, it is tragic. We love you, JoJo from Jurors. Follow her. Worship her. See you tomorrow.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, author and blogger Mike McCabe will join us.
And we'll find out what's the matter with What's the Matter with Kansas.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Listen to The John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. He was eating hash browns. The 26-year-old accused of gunning down health insurance exec Brian Thompson last week was spotted at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, eating McDonald's hash browns. A law enforcement bulletin in one state warning about possible similar attacks as well. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Police are urged to be on high alert about widespread threats on social media against healthcare executives and their families. That's according to a Colorado law enforcement bulletin obtained by ABC News. It says Brian Thompson's killing may be used as messaging and propaganda to share the gunman's techniques and tactics. The bulletin talks about a growing negative sentiment around conglomerates, the wealthy, and executive staff at private and public organizations.
The rebels who overtook the Syrian government are already meeting about a transition government. President Bashar al-Assad overthrown over the weekend. He and his family have fled to Russia. The FBI appealing to the public for help as sightings of drones in northeastern states increase. This is ABC News.